Show. Wake up late with Becca Show. Starring Becky Almeida. From Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Becky Almeida.
What's up, everybody? Bobby Collins, Tina Dollar, hey, Puchara. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. My good friend Craig Zack Attack Zacker. Everybody watching us on Facebook Live and our podcast. I'm Dougie Almeida here in Danger Studios in South Florida, and I'm here with my trusty, reliable co-host, Mr. Peter Leonard.
Hey, by the way, I won't be here on February.
Here we go.
I'm kidding. How are you, man?
I'm having a weird day. Facebook Live audience knows what I'm dealing with at this moment.
Yeah.
And I had a day. It's like somebody that has more power than I do said, go ahead and dish it out to Dougie. You know what I mean? Well, like, let's fuck with him. Let's give him every type
of...
Yeah. I don't mean like plates of food. Dish. Yeah, that would have been nice. Right, here's an eggplant parm.
Yeah.
Here's some chicken frances.
Not nice.
Here's some pad thai, just to give a balance. It was just... I started from the morning on. You know? I saw a video today on Facebook because one of my friends shared it, and basically the undertone of it was a cop being unruly and out of line. Now I'll summarize the actions of the cop from the beginning to the end and just give you what I considered out of line. He didn't hit this girl with a billy club. He didn't throw her up against the side of the subway, right? He didn't throw, you know what I mean? He didn't shoot her. He didn't tase her. He basically, he should have. I would have.
Yeah, absolutely. Taser, listen, that's you tell the story, but I got to tell you something, man.
So here's the way the story sets up. There's a police officer on a subway system. I don't know if it's in New York. It looks like Chicago. It could be a different city.
Oh, you don't know which
city? It's definitely, it doesn't look like New York to me. I don't recognize anything of it, but that, like, I've been traveling the subway all day today myself.
Right.
But you know what I mean?
Like the ads on the wall.
I was trying to look at the police officer's badge, but I couldn't see it that well. I was trying to figure it out that way. So, you know, that's, you know. So.
What color was his uniform?
It looked
dark blue.
Dark blue.
New York City.
I'm going to guess, and I'm trying to remember the. Any rate, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Mm-hmm.
Here's, and let me preface by saying this. My concern, not only what's happening in the world, but how we as human beings and society are deciding to deal with it.
Well, there's a hatred for cops.
Everybody knows everything. Let me tell you, and, you know, come on. Shut the fuck up, walk away. Let's just start with that move first.
We should have t-shirts printed. I'm an expert, you're not.
Yeah, that's a good merch idea.
I'm an expert.
I'm the expert. No, I'm the expert, not you.
Right, exactly.
Actually, the front, I'm the expert. On the back, not you.
Yeah.
As you walk away in your pompous attitude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. All right, so the video, when you watch the video, there's a police officer standing in front of a young woman. You can't really see her. It's kind of blocked. But there's other people on the train witnessing. They're not all going crazy or understanding. They're kind of sitting there like whatever, minding their own business.
Hmm.
Right?
That's amazing.
If somebody was really being mean to somebody, they'd be like, hey, you know, that's when more people, like when that guy got pulled off United flight, hey, calm down. You know, right, everybody was coming to his aid.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was coming to this girl's aid.
Because she was wrong.
Right. Because she had a fucking attitude. Now, she's with her friend who shows up in the video after her, young lady. She looks like she's about 6'3", and, you know, just a big woman, Hispanic.
Yeah, well, the
right.
Vikings could have used her Sunday.
They probably could have used her on the line. They had no defense.
Yeah.
So.
Shove her up there.
You know, put her in center. So, and I you don't barely see the guy. I guess the guy with the camera, I'm going to use my 50 years of experience on this earth by saying he was a gay guy.
Yeah.
Not that it matters. It's just an observation. You know, he's like, you watch the video and you tell me he's not gay.
There's nothing wrong with being gay.
It's fine.
I go both ways, men and boys.
Yeah. So, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just pointed that out. Any rate, so as the video goes, the police officer's saying, look, come with me.
Mm.
He's asking her to get off the train. It seems that when she was sitting on the chair, she kept putting her feet up on the chair.
Like if I were to come here and disrespect you by coming
sit
in here
right
and
there.
Sitting
on the fuck
on
you,
your with
exactly
my feet
right.
on your fucking chair,
right.
How much of a low class piece of shit? Even if you're on the subway, if you're on a Greyhound bus, I don't care where it is. Get your fucking feet.
Right. I don't go on the plane and put my feet up in the fucking
seat.
Know
what I hate? When these mothers, they take a cart at the grocery store, and there's a little seat for put the kid in that the kid can put his feet through and sit there. Yeah. But they stand them up in the fucking grocery cart. The kid is in the grocery cart with his shoes, and you're the next guy to put his fucking food in there with his kid's feet.
Well, hopefully the food's wrapped. I mean, I'm not gonna take like a turkey that's just.
No, but you maybe some vegetables, some fruit.
I get where you're going. Thanks, Peter. I appreciate it. But
it's a similar situation.
The only thing I give a shit if a kid's standing in a cart is if the mother, you know, he falls out. You know that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let the kid.
I want to see it.
Whatever it takes to keep the kid entertained.
Yeah, screaming.
In a sense, exactly. You let the kid stand in the cart. Guess what? He's going to steal the car when he's 15. These are the way things work. The minute you give it a little lead, okay, you know what? I'm not gonna parent enough to make the kid either walk or sit in here.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and let him stand in the cart.
Do whatever the hell they want.
That's fine.
Sure.
It's a parental decision. You do what the fuck you want, but guess what? Don't get mad, you know, when Billy, you know.
You get that phone call at 3 in the morning. Yeah.
He's like, he's his first arrest.
You got your son down at the station.
His first arrest is at 13.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, we feel like we want to let little Billy express himself.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Good.
Well,
I feel like fucking expressing myself. I already made the prediction that this year won't end without me pounding the shit out of somebody.
I hope so.
It's fucking, listen, it's coming like the eruptions. You're getting all these volcanic shit we're going to talk about today. You know what I'm saying? Things are about to erupt, man.
You know what this is from? Know what's great about this country? Baseball.
Yeah,
remember that?
Of course.
The Untouchables. De Niro.
Yeah. Teamwork.
I like to do that to those kids on the subway.
Well, all right. So
Bernie Goetz.
The story continues.
Bernie Goetz was right.
The story continues.
Go.
So now that she I'm not going to get up on it. Now she's all. Now it turns out the cop had asked her maybe at least two times to take, as he walked through the you know.
Right.
You know, he said, please take your feet off the seat.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She, mm-hmm. guess what? She mm-hmm. said no.
Mm-hmm.
So right there. Privilege? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, the minute you obviously know where the confrontation is. Here's a person that must not have any respect for any herself,
mm-hmm.
first, and then B, a police officer who's taking his day to protect people on this fucking subway.
Correct.
He's bored. Thank God nobody's stabbing anybody today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God nobody's, like, taking anybody hostage.
Right.
Right?
Robbing the turnstile.
Right, right now, the only thing I get to deal with is this little pretentious fucking girl sitting there with her feet on there, and I'm going to just say, look, there's a sign that says you can't put your feet on the seat.
Right.
And some dopey-ass guy on Facebook says, oh, that's ridiculous. I go, no. Have you ever sat in gum when you sat down on a seat in a subway? How about when the bum puts his feet up there in their shit-stained shoes,
I'm sitting
in fecal matter because nobody's sign has a sign up that says don't put your fucking shoes on the seat.
Wow,
there's a reason why there's rules,
hmm.
but no, this girl's above the law.
Was it in Spanish too, or just English?
No,
just
this
English?
Girl, she's going to oppose the police officer. I wonder where this young lady has gotten the inspiration to oppose police officers.
Uh-oh, let's go.
No, I'm not getting into it. I'm just asking. You figure it out. I don't know. But I didn't do that when I was a fucking kid.
Yeah.
I didn't go up to cops. Fuck you, cop. I can do what I want.
You
I know the laws.
Yeah. Respect the police, man.
Statute 418-52. Oh, that means you can't skinny dip. Whatever. You know, listen. Righteous society. People think they know. They're fucking, they're brilliant. They know everything.
No, I'm the expert, not you. Right. You know, I've got a story, man, if you want to hear it.
No, I don't want to hear a story yet. We're staying on track with the story. We're still in the story.
Cool. Oh, okay. So what happened then?
So now the girl, the train stops.
Right.
The guy's trying to get she's holding on to the seat. She's, you know, I guess she loves this seat.
Did he put his hands on her, the cop, or no?
He was grabbing her by the arm to take her off.
Oh, he was, okay.
He was trying to get her off, and she wouldn't come off. And the train stopped.
Mm-hmm.
The train didn't go anywhere. It stopped because he's having her removed.
Right.
She's resisting.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of decisions you can make as a human being up until this point. There's two major decisions this young lady could have made.
Yeah.
At this point.
Lay down and
we're
die.
Talking about responsibility. We're talking about conducting yourself in a proper manner in society.
Mm-hmm.
When there's terrorism looming, there's all kinds of other shit that we got to worry about. No, I got to worry about this little girl who wants to put her feet up and now be the next, you know, I had my hands up fucking Michael Brown moment.
Next Rosie Parks.
That's different. That's stupid. That's a great moment where she, you know, this is not the same thing.
I'm kidding.
comparing the two. Don't give these fucking millennials, Peter's right. Hear what he said?
Listen, don't listen to me.
So keep your feet on. Yeah. So he's trying to get her out. This train, now they're pulling her off. She's screaming and hollering. Now her big friend, the Spanish girl, is saying, you have no right to do this. You're abusing your power. She's throwing everything out there. This is racist. You're being racist.
The F. Lee Bailey, this girl?
You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's screaming at the guy, you're a fucking asshole.
Attica!
She's calling the cop a fucking asshole.
Wow.
For trying to get her friend off the train because she won't get off the train.
Very disrespectful.
Of course, the guy holding the camera's like, this is not right. You know, that's great. You know, mm-hmm. just keep filming. And at least the guy had a pretty good, I'll give the kid credit. He, you know, some people panic and it goes all over the place. He was a good cameraman.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on the side now and he's cuffing her because she won't, you know, she's, and the friends are screaming at her and they're getting a little like aggressive and stuff. So other police officers show up.
Right.
They arrest the big girl.
They did arrest the
big girl. Because she was saying all kinds of things and screaming out. And
great.
So she got arrested too.
I'm glad.
And
throw the book
my in. Point is,
yeah.
There was, you know, everybody on this post on Facebook was judging the cop. And in my opinion, mm-hmm. he handled himself incredibly patient.
Mm.
With that girl was screaming at him, you're a fucking asshole. You're abusive. You probably never got laid. You know what I mean? She was throwing everything out of it, like attacking his character.
That's not right.
Meanwhile, the guy's a police officer. Give him some credit.
Mm-hmm. You have to take a test for that.
You
got to
at least be 5'8".
You have to have some intelligence to be a cop.
Yeah,
I
got
to
tell
you something. They put those guys through a lot of psychological shit now, man.
They're like dealing, cops deal with, we've talked about, cops deal with shit every day.
The dregs of society. Look at half of you out there.
Yeah.
They've got to deal with you guys, me, him, you know.
So.
Go ahead.
So, so I'm looking this in a different perspective. I'm saying, before everybody keeps judging the cop, why are we ignoring the complete ignorance of this young girl?
Because it's deflected. Because everything gets deflected away from the actual fucking incident. Okay? It's not the guy that attacked the cop. It's the cop that pulled out his gun and killed the guy.
Well, that, I mean, force it, like that.
Right.
But again, the same thing is, here's the cop. The one guy says, he was manhandling her. No, he's grabbing her by the arm, trying to pull her off the fucking train.
Look at the drunk chicken at the UM game,
yeah.
You know, a month and a half ago, who punched the cop right in the face. When
yeah.
They were hauling her out
and the
of
cop,
there.
And everybody says the cop nailed her. When, yeah. You know, when you watch the way she's laying in, that she's in her position, it was he open handed her. He didn't fucking punch her. He open handed her.
He bitch slapped her.
He bitch slapped her.
Right.
She deserved a bitch slap.
Absolutely. She was
drunk and disorderly.
Hey, she fought the law and the law won.
And law definitely won that yeah. day.
And how about this other whore? She's in
well. I'm not going to call her a whore.
Well,
I'm just
sorry.
Well, this young girl.
But, young girl.
But the thing that concerns me the most is the decisions that are made. Who are making those decisions? In a real world, you know, where if you're going to tell me you come from a party or an ideological belief where you believe in fairness and understanding and compassion and everything, to fucking flip out and then. Put yourself above the law and not have to listen to a police officer when he's telling you to do something is mindless.
Right.
There's another thing. Everybody's saying, oh, it was only that she had her shoes on the fucking chair. That's why she's being arrested. No, she's being arrested because she felt she's above the law. She can have her feet up there. Guess what? If she can have her feet up there, the bum who travels on the subway can have his feet up there. You know, the kid, like you said, that's been trampling around other kids' feces all day in the playground,
mm-hmm.
He can sit there and let the kid walk all over the fucking seat, you know. The guy who wants to bring his big Subway fucking beef soft sausage sub can start eating on there. And, you think that guy's going to wipe up all that shit that fell behind him while he was eating?
No.
And all of a sudden, a seat breaks out. I'm standing all day as I'm busting my ass. I'm going to go sit down. I'm going to go sit, and this guy's food fall out. Yeah, let's just fuck it. You know what? We don't need rules. We don't need anybody to follow rules. And you know what? Rules are up to you, America. If there's certain rules you want to follow, go ahead and follow them. But there's other that you find ridiculous. Fuck it. Don't worry about it.
There's rules and then there's the law. The law you got to follow. A rule can be bent, but the law you need to follow, period. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is.
And as stupid as it is, I was trying to tell these people, that's my point. That is the problem I'm having with the decisions of the girl, not the cop.
No.
The cop's doing his fucking job.
Absolutely.
She is not, if her job was to get up that day and take on the law and test society's reasons for having things, then guess what? Bad decision. If I'm on a train and I'm sitting there, I've just all of a sudden found myself comfortable and I happen to have my foot up there and a police officer says, sir, would you please take your shoe? Who the fuck are you to tell me that? You know?
Yeah.
What gives you the right to say that to me? Well, there's a sign right there that says, don't put your feet on the seat, and I'm a police officer, so my shoes are clean. Really?
Yeah, sure.
The decisions the girl made, she could have just put her foot down.
But you know,
right?
You got to be confrontational.
So what is her focus in life? Where is she, where, her concentration is all about confrontation. It's all about it's all about chaos. It's all about opposing anything that's considered right because you're following something that you think is important. You're not happy the way things are. So you're going to go ahead and say what you want and do what you want because you oppose somebody who, guess what, says what they want and did what they wanted.
Negativity. You know, just a world full of negativity. And they.
You got to carry my bat around, Peter.
You got to follow the rules. You got to do what you're told. Things just, you know, they just. People don't want to respect other people, period. People, you know, bump other people.
They don't care. It's all about them.
They're very selfish individuals these days. You know, it's funny because the nursing profession just flips me out. You know, that people are still willing to be nurses and help people who are lying. They're miserable. They could be diseased and infectious and this whole thing.
It's a tough job.
It is, and oh my God, I just. Who can deal with that?
Who knows?
Can you?
No, I wouldn't be a nurse. You know, that's
why. Hear my subway story now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I went into the Subway restaurant on. No, I'm kidding. This is 1983, Manhattan. Got on the same subway stop every day to go from Jamaica States, Queens, to go into Manhattan, and I had been up, man. Till like 4 o'clock in the morning, partying a little bit. Got about 2.5-3 hours of sleep and got on the subway, my normal time. Except I had just missed like my normal train, and I was the second stop coming out of Queens, so I could usually get a seat. There was a guy lying across three seats. They have like a section of three seats.
Right.
Sprawled out.
Just laying out.
Laying out. And I said to him, hey, can you do me a favor, man? First of all, there's a pregnant woman next to me.
Right.
I mean, I said, if you don't let me sit, at least take your feet down, let this woman sit down. I'm in a business suit. The guy spit on me.
Really?
Oh, boy.
So he had mental issues.
This is while he was lying down.
Oh, really? And he hit you from down up?
He spit. Well, not in my face. He spit on my pant leg.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
I took a step back and I put my boot.
Yeah.
Right in his face.
Yeah. I'm all for that.
Well, I didn't know there was an undercover cop on the train who like saw me, which is not really funny as you're laughing, but the funny part was
not for you.
The guy asked, he said, "Why?" I said, "Well, you saw me kick him. You didn't see him spit on me. You didn't save the dress.
You didn't have blue dress evidence."
No, I saw. I said, "See this? This is from he just spit on me."
All right.
So, and the woman said, "Yeah." He said, "Listen, you know, you assaulted him. I'm going to have to." I said, "Listen. Ask him for ID."
Yeah, there you go.
Guess what? He had absconded from work release. He was riding the subway all night long. He had been sleeping.
Right.
He had absconded. He had to arrest him. He let me go. He wrote me a ticket, an appearance ticket.
Yeah.
I go to court like a month later. I had to go to court.
Right.
For an appear for a misdemeanor. Okay?
That's, yeah.
Now, the judge said to me, he said, do you plead guilty or not guilty? Now, I knew enough. If I pled not guilty, I'm hiring an attorney, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. The good news was, they said, can I approach the bench, Your Honor? He said, yes.
Yeah.
Is the defendant in the...
Is he present?
Right. He wasn't because they had sent him back to...
Yeah, he's in jail right now.
Yeah, he's up in jail because he had absconded. I said, I was dealing with a crazed individual.
Welcome to the show, buddy.
I had a crazed individual. He spit on me. I was scared of my life. I kicked him in
the
face.
Listen, I have nothing... The cop said to me,
listen, if you plead not guilty... It's going to be bad. You plead guilty. You won't have a record. I'm going to charge you $100. $100 court cost. That's your punishment today. I said, I peeled out $300. I said, put me down for two more. I said, and he laughed.
I'm
going to
go back and kick him again.
Anybody else, a nice Jewish guy. I said, put me down for two more people. I'll be fine.
I have no problem with that. If somebody spits on me, that's a personal attack.
Oh, boy.
And if I knock him the fuck out after that happens, especially if it's in the face, that's an honor, because you don't know if the person has AIDS.
Oh, yeah.
That's in a sense. But, you know, if somebody spits on...
Could be attempted murder.
If somebody spits on my new bowling shoes,
yeah.
You know, if I kick his teeth through his face, I don't know if that's going to be... I may not feel as comfortable defending myself on that one. Well, speaking of...
And why not? Coward.
I don't know if you guys are paying attention to the news and stuff, but is anybody concerned that of all these earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, an earthquake just off the coast of Alaska today had people... scurrying for tsunami worries just off the coast of Alaska.
Tsunami?
You know, like they're worried the tsunami's going to hit the people in Alaska.
Boy, can you imagine if a big iceberg comes and lands on top of your house?
Well, and some of these earthquakes, by the way, in Japan, people were at a ski resort and it blew up and pieces of rock crushed people.
You're kidding me.
No.
Worse than Godzilla?
Listen. Could you imagine, hey, man, well, that's a great slope. Let's go down the blue. Let's go about a... What was that? Fucking four-ton fucking rock balls on you.
Well, that's a quick way to go, and I probably would want to go that way myself.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
I mean, yeah.
Why do you want to be lingering?
I mean, if you have to go, you know.
People telling you you're going
to
do it?
Yeah, you know.
I don't want that.
No. It's right? That's it. Lights out.
Petrified to death right now.
When the light's out.
You guys
man.
Out there scared of dying? I am.
I'm not. Listen, it's going to happen only once, Peter.
Yeah, but you know.
You know what I mean? Like you said, I'd be scared of dying, somebody pulling my skin off me and clipping off my toes and fingers. You know what I mean? I mean, there's certain ways of dying that, you know, pain. Nobody wants to experience pain. That's why a lot of people don't even go to the dentist.
La, 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 la. Yeah. Oh, my
there's
God.
There's people that won't go to the dentist. What's up, Peter Kramer? How you doing, buddy?
I'm about to have some huge dental work done, man.
Yeah, but don't worry about it. Nowadays, the Novocaine's awesome. It's the after effect of how much work they do. Earthquakes and volcanic eruptions strike Alaska, Japan, and the Philippines. There's an active volcano in the Philippines, Mahal Kita, by the way. The villagers are like, should we go? Should we go now? Do we stay? A series of earthquakes and volcanic eruptions have hit the Pacific Rim, which, by the way, is another movie that's coming out that's pretty cool.
You know what? I got robbed watching that movie, Pacific Rim. I thought it was Asian porn.
Yeah, you didn't read the subtitle.
I thought it was Asian
porn. Tuesday morning in the Gulf of Alaska, a magnitude 7.9 earthquake near Kodiak set off early tsunami warnings that extended across the southern coast of the state and into British Columbia. A volcano in a Japanese... ski town erupted, killing one soldier and injuring at least a dozen others, according to the Post. Monday afternoon, Mount Mayon in the volcano in the Philippines that has been rumbling since last week gushed lava and ash, much like me after Taco Bell, forcing mass evacuations, which happened shortly after that as well.
Yeah.
A lot of this, you know, I mentioned this to John Levine a year or two ago on the show. He said I was just being, you know, I didn't know my facts and I need to read a book, and he was insulting me. But, you know, there's a lot more volcanic activity. There's a lot of shit, you know what I mean? It's just, and it's not because people have cameras. You know, when you notice volcanic activity, it's not because there's more people walking around with cell phones. You know, that's seismic. You know, that information is taken. So this data is not to be ignored. I'm not telling anybody to go seek shelter and jump in a bunker, but, you know, at least have some ice around in case there's a volcanic eruption.
You're not kidding, pal. You people need help.
I haven't heard anything about the tsunamis, right? I mean, you remember the footage of the tsunami, the original one, right? Remember the first one that happened in Asia, right?
The one that Gilbert got in trouble for. Right?
Yeah. He lost his.
Did I tell you that I saw him?
The duck or Aflac?
Aflac. Yeah. Did I tell you that I saw him right after that up at the West Palm Improv? Mm-hmm. And he came on stage, it's about 3 or 4 months after this. The backstory is that he didn't realize that Aflac was a Japanese-owned company.
Right.
So he had, you know, made some comment after the tsunami.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I forgot what the comment
200,000 something was in the, you know.
Right. So in the meantime, he gets up on stage, complete silence. And he's a good 30 seconds. And he goes, "You would have thought I fucked Godzilla. You would have thought I bent Godzilla over in Tokyo. You would have thought..." And he just started ranting without mentioning you know, Affleck or the fucking duck or anything.
He
but
probably
it just,
can't say Affleck ever
oh,
again.
Oh, shit, no. But it was just hysterical, man.
Speaking of hysterical and going to comedy shows, did you see the video of the at the comic at the open mic getting attacked?
Oh, my
In North Carolina,
God,
I think
I
it
sure
was. Did you did?
I sure did. Now, the guy swung the mic stand at
the
him.
Now, the funny thing about this, you guys had to have seen this video of it. There's a guy who jumps. Somebody says, the MC of the show says something to the guy.
Was it a racist comment or something? Was it,
what?
What kind of comment
I don't know what the comment was.
But
the comic, you saw the video.
Yeah.
It looked like an urban club or a black club. It looked like a show. I didn't see many white people around.
No.
But... So I guess the funny part is you see it, the guy is on stage and these guys are about 15 feet apart. And this, you know, as a trained fighter, when I watch something like this,
shocked.
Dude, when I watch something like this, I just go, God, why couldn't that have been, you know, how fun would that have been if that was me, you know,
oh boy.
And what would have happened? But, you know, and so these guys are throwing punches from 15 feet away. They're ducking
missing.
It. They're ducking and diving.
This guy's
like,
swinging the stand of a microphone.
Yeah,
the stem came off. The base
the
came
guy,
off.
The guy grabbed it like he was going to hit him with him, and as he swung it, the base of the stem, of course, who would have figured they would have had bad equipment? That goes flying off into the air.
Can you imagine you're sitting there in the audience and that thing hits you on the side of the fucking head?
Killed somebody.
Oh no shit!
Right, and now he's dancing around with that, and the other guy's doing the. You know, it was awesome.
It looked like Zorro.
Yeah,
it looked. I don't know what it was.
The
it looked
guy,
like a bullfight.
I don't know if the guy was imitating Neo from The Matrix or fucking
what's his name
or Mick Jagger
no what was the other guy John that other movie with the what that guy that who the you know the guy who just kills a million people
John Wick
all looked right, like John fucking Wick in
well that's a you know what I mean what a fucking and of course now my wife's nervous you know she's like you know have you ever worked that club and I go no it sounded I know I've heard the name of the club
right
but I never worked it. But our friend Dean Napolitano, you know, a local comic, Florida comic,
Dino.
That got sucker punched in Daytona.
Yeah.
Some fucking guy. That's what I'm saying. Eruption, volcanic eruptions, things happening. You know, me freaking out today, ready to fucking kill somebody.
You're
some
volatile.
Guy on, some guy on Facebook after this shit happened, you know, this thing, this story I told you here in the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah, continue this. This
no,
is
I'm just saying that this guy, you know, now all of a sudden, again.
A stranger.
My point is just that, you know. He makes a comment. He's like, oh, well, the cop. He's just bashing the cop. I go, forget about the cop, the girl. And then her friend. Now I'm using words to associate her behavior. Understand?
Okay.
The big girl calling the cop a fucking asshole. You're a dick. You probably couldn't get girl. I mean, you know what I mean? Attacking everything. She was fucking. And I called her Bigfoot.
Right.
Because she was 6'3".
Yeah.
And she had the personality. She wasn't proper.
Right.
This was not a lady.
No, she.
This was not a woman. You watch the video. You tell me. You want me to give her respect?
No. Fuck no.
And I pointed out the guy holding the camera was gay. Now I'm a hate you. He goes, God, you're full of hate, and you're just da 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 da. And I go, you know, right, dude? I'm about to send out a militia to fucking take you and throw you in a hole.
You know, this is trouble. Facebook, like email, gives you it's like beer goggles.
Right.
It gives you all this.
All this courage. This,
yeah. Courage. Like the cowardly lion.
Yeah.
Courage.
I just want some courage.
Right.
I'm going to go on Facebook and get some courage.
Right. It's so funny. And, you know, people will say, and there's morons who actually will put their address on their Facebook page.
Right.
You know, that's the dumbest thing in the world.
Well,
how do you do that?
You don't, you know, if you have the right connections, you don't need the.
No,
that.
You don't you, really do that. But
you can find out anything easily.
Well, that's an angry man who does that.
Oh, yeah? Or just somebody who's well again connected to stuff?
Anger!
So, at any rate, so, you know, and it was just amazing to me that, you know, everything is erupting because...
My flight.
Because, you know what? People are tired. No, you know, you are not an expert. Nobody wants to hear what the fuck you have to say anymore.
Not me.
If a cop says, you know, get your feet off the fucking seat, just get your feet
do
off
it.
The fucking
just
seat.
Comply. It's called compliance.
I don't want to hear you complain about why you lost your... And the funny thing, somebody says, I'm on my way to work. I'm like, the girl said, I'm on my first day to work. Now this is the thing that even amazed me more. I'm on my way to my first day at work. So I don't know. Listen, kids, if you're watching... And a day that is so important as the first day of work,
right?
Like this is important.
Probably her first job.
Right. The fact, you know, she's complaining about the world, but she's actually got a job interview.
Yes.
So now she's going to that, and I don't know why her friends are all coming with her as personal references, but you know, so she's telling everybody, "This I'm on my way to my job." Okay, great. And you know what? On my way to my job, I'm going to feel lucky. I want to feel blessed that I got. On my way to my job, I think it's a good idea for me to pick a fight with a cop.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
You know what? I'm on my way. This is an important thing. It reminds me of my nephew. Owes me money. Paying his student loan bill, this kid. And you know what he does? The first check he sends me to help me pay me back after years, he mails it to me trying to use a stamp that's already been used.
That's funny.
So you mean to tell me you wanted to save 42 cents to pay me back money that I've been owed for years?
Right.
Why don't you just tell me, fuck you, I'm never paying you at a fucking dime.
Did the postman like walk up and go, no. Hey, can you pay for this?
Yeah, some slicking guy thought they were going to fuck us over.
They take, you know, the fucking stamp.
You hear what I'm saying, Peter Leonard? Here's a person, yeah, the day of their first job. This is the decision they make.
Idiot.
So, and then people want to, that's what I talk about on the show about making decisions. That was not a good decision.
No.
It was the second bad decision for this young lady was, okay, listen, okay, now this guy's doing this. What am I going to do? I'm going to win here?
No.
I'm just going to get off the train, wait for the next train, and just say, look, I apologize. I'm really sorry. Let me catch the next train. I'm cool.
Just
no.
Stupid.
I'm going to sit there and fight the authority because I got my Bigfoot friend here and the fucking Zorro, the swashbuckler.
Dummy.
Holding the camera. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I got Peter Leonard here.
Hey.
And we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Okay.
Hey, this is Jose Sardui, and you are listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Or as my dad would say, this is Jose Sardui, and you listening to the Wake Up with Dougie late show. He wake up late? Is he lazy? I don't understand. Okay, bye-bye.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Got a loud newsroom, don't we, Peter?
That's why I take my headset off every time.
That's a loud
every
newsroom.
Time, yeah, it's really
I don't blasting. Know. I try to make adjustments, but then again, like I said, I don't know what I don't know. I'm not an engineer. I'm just doing it until we find somebody who does it for me. Hey, welcome back to the show. We're at Danger Studios, Coral Springs, Florida. Peter Leonard's with me. And I hope you guys got a chance to watch that video. And if you have any comments on it, do it at Wake Up Dougie on Twitter. And let us know if I'm in the wrong here. But, you know, I don't think the cop was very out of hand. You know, if someone's getting arrested for putting their feet on the seat and they don't listen to you, I think that's a good day. Here's a story. This is why you shouldn't bite an iPhone battery. I didn't know this was going around. I know people are eating Tide. You know, the Tide gel things, whatever the fuck
the
they
Tide
are.
Pod challenge.
The Tide
right?
Pod
you
challenge.
You haven't done it yet?
No, I'm not. It's not my thing.
Listen, do you whiten your teeth? So I got to tell you something. Yeah, it's a great.
Have you done it?
Can't you tell, man?
Yeah.
How fucked up do I look today? By the way.
Your hair looks good. My wife did a great job.
I'm just going to say that. I just got a haircut from Doug's wife at the Great Wild Orchid Salon on Paralina Palmetto Park Road. Call there. Ask for Kaylin. She does women's hair tremendously. Been there 20 years? 18 years? Something
Long
like that.
Long time.
And the nicest woman will do what you want.
All right, calm down.
Does.
She wouldn't do whatever you want.
Kaylin?
It's my wife
in terms
talking
of cutting
about
your hair.
All right, no, she does everything. Colored style.
No, cut, color style, yeah. Men's, women's.
No, don't go crazy. You're talking about my wife. She'll do anything.
No, she'll do. What I said was she'll do anything you want, not what she wants. Some stylists, you go to sit down, and they go, I know exactly what I'm going to do for you. No, you're going to do what I fucking want. I'm paying
well,
you,
sometimes, idiot. Sometimes people need to be told because they don't.
Well, they're morons.
By the way, Sherry Falwell says she was in Costco and she saw three different people spit on the floor in Costco.
You're kidding me.
You know, is that acceptable? I don't
think
so.
What color was the floor?
I don't know. but this is why you shouldn't bite any iPhone battery.
I want to hear this.
It says we're nothing if not helpful here in an engagement and gadget. I don't know if this is... whatever, and gadgets a store. And we're always looking out for well-being, so today, have a little bit of advice for you. Don't bite your iPhone battery.
Please don't.
One man found this out the hard way, causing minor explosion at an electronics store in China.
China.
You can check out the video on the incident, but it shows the man bringing an iPhone battery up to his face, then biting it.
Jesus.
As he removes the battery from the from his mouth, it explodes.
Huh. Now, why would he bite it? Is he hungry or just he was testing
something? I know.
Something?
I was like, listen.
What do you think? It was a nickel?
I guess he's biting it, trying to take it off. He's like, no, he can't use his, I don't know, can you? You know, Chinese know kung fu, but they can't take a battery out of a thing.
Didn't he have chopsticks with him?
I don't think
they
can
do anything with chopsticks.
I can. I'm pretty impressive with chopsticks.
Dude, I gotta tell you, can you catch a fly like Mr. Miyagi?
I've done it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have.
All right. Slow moving fly.
Explodes, reports the customer was a store, blah, blah, blah. He was buying a replacement battery for his iPhone. Chinese electronics store often carry fake Apple products, you think?
Yeah.
The man was probably biting it as a way to test its authenticity.
Yeah.
Why was it? I know iPhone, real iPhone, I can bite and it won't blow up.
Yeah.
Only fake battery blow up. Oh, I guess it's a fake battery. Apparently nobody was hurt. Footage is posted on Myopi.com, M-I-A-P. You'll find it. Just say fucking battery blows up in guy's face. About 5 million views, by the way. So
how many?
5 million.
Jesus.
People like to see things blow up in someone's face. But I don't know. I don't think I'd test. I would probably check the serial number. That would be the first thing I would do if I was going to check on whether or not. That couldn't wait to the end of the show, Peter?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm posting your show here.
No, you're not. I'll stop lying. You're sending somebody a message.
Look.
You're making comments on our show?
Yeah. I got friends watching.
Mm-hmm.
I got friends watching.
Oh, there's just, they must be somewhere watching somewhere else because only two people
are watching on my.
No, I would still see them on here, don't it? I would still see them on my thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Don't lie to me, Peter. Get caught.
I'm lying to you.
Several injured after volcanic eruption at Japanese ski resort. Well, we kind of talked about this. Eruptions everywhere. Oh, wrong story.
The eruptions were Japan with the fucking,
out of nowhere.
The ski lodge.
Out of nowhere. I mean, one of the times I went to Costa Rica with my buddy Bob. I think you met Bob from Boston, my buddy,
sure.
Old roommate.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Costa Rica and we went to like this hot spring place that there was like a live volcano.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, there's like, you walk up and down the side, there's like bars and stuff, and there's all these natural jacuzzis. And the black volcanic rock jacuzzi, like, built
wow.
in. It's just, and the hot water's just pouring from the mountain, you know what I mean? But you go up and you walk through, like, this, it's cool as shit. And then there's always, like, this, oh, let's go in there. It's like natural hot tubs all over the place carved into the volcanic
Jesus.
Rock from earlier eruptions.
Any broads with you?
No, it was just when I was with my buddy, you know. We were just hanging out, you know.
You should have gotten a couple of Costa Ricans up there.
Listen, Peter, my wife watches this show.
Huh? This so, before you were married?
Yeah, but we were together. But we were together.
Oh, please. Not on that trip.
She used to say, where are you going? I'm going fishing.
Yeah.
Did you catch anything?
The red, hope not. Red snapper.
I had to hope not.
Red snapper.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hmm. So the funny thing about that was that place where we went, 2 weeks after we were there, it was a live volcano. Shit was burping out and just coming out the whole time.
It erupted.
Yeah, and people got fucked up at that same place.
You know, there's a new commercial on TV, and I hate it so much I don't even know what the product is, but it's a woman who's standing there doing something. It says, you could be sitting in molten lava or something. And all
right.
of a sudden, she's in, like, this hot lava.
Right.
Would you want to...
Well, that's the Illuminati trying to get us ready for the inevitable.
It's so
What's up, Chris Machado, buddy?
I don't want to see that.
Sudden eruption of a volcano overlooking a ski resort in central Japan rained ash on the slopes and apparently triggering an avalanche.
Ash?
That left at least one person missing and 10 others injured.
Oh, boy.
The reports say that Mount Kasatsu Shirani.
I had that the other night.
Located about 120 miles. Yeah, it's a good...
The Shirani.
It's a good sushi roll.
Yeah.
About 120 miles northwest of Tokyo.
Yeah.
Erupted early on Tuesday, according to the Japanese Times eruption at Katatsuguma Prefecture.
Right.
Occurred just before 10 a.m. There was conflicting reports on the number of people caught in the avalanche. The newspaper quotes the local fire department, who is probably completely fucking helpless when a volcano erupts.
What I want to know is, how do you count somebody who's caught in an avalanche? How do you count those people?
Hurry up, count. Wow, look, was that a person or a rock?
Right.
The newspaper quotes local fire department saying four people were buried under the snow and that one of them was still missing.
Right.
He's probably at the snack bar trying to reach up and get the peanut M&Ms.
Yeah. He's rifling through the pockets of the other four.
A lot of shit happens in Japan, man.
You know what? It sure does, Dougie.
Thanks, buddy, for milking that segment. All right. Now, we were talking about illegals, right? There's a
were
big
we?
Talk. Yeah, well, right now, the government's shut down.
They're sending people out of here,
you
know, left and right, man.
Yeah.
Well, they're going on the buses.
You see that the other day?
Oh, my God. They just yanked a woman off a bus, a guy off a bus.
She was Jamaican. She overstayed her work, her visit visa.
Uh-huh.
And that's another thing that people were complaining about on Facebook.
I need that song. I love that song.
Yeah.
If I could only. I don't even know what song that was.
So people were talking about, this is another government thing. And, the Department of Homeland Security has control of all this stuff. So if there's a potential threat. People started quoting rules and laws then. They're like, well, you can't just make somebody show their papers and seizure. Like, well, you can in certain areas on the borders of U.S. country.
Right.
If you're in a certain mile radius of a certain distance on the border of any country or that borders outside the United States, they can come in and check.
Yeah.
So that law doesn't apply. So don't just read a fucking, little note on Facebook. Then all of a sudden you're a lawyer.
How come you know so much about this, Dougie? What's your last name? Listen, how long you been here?
Almeida Stein. but here's, my buddy was saying, people talk about it. It's the poor. Listen, I got hit. My wife and I were in the car. We're coming back from Commercial Boulevard karate class one day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to get on to 95. And this guy clips right past us, smashes into my 4Runner, and then keeps going up to go south to Miami. Remember, it's like a ramp if you're heading from the east?
Yeah.
So I take the 4Runner, 4-fucking-wheeling, up the ramp to chase this cocksucker. Kept going. Finally, I got him tagged. I'm calling Florida Highway Patrol. Like, I'm on this guy. And they're like, well, where are you at? I'm like, I'm chasing him down Sunrise Boulevard. I'm like, we're not speeding. I'm just following him until you guys. He just fucking sideswiped my car.
Right.
And drove off. Hit and run.
Yeah.
They catch the guy. The guy says, oh, I was running because I thought he was going to kill me. I was. Yeah. I was going to fucking kill you. But that's why I called the cops to save you.
Right.
He wasn't a legal citizen.
Of course not.
He had no insurance. So $1,800 fucking dollars later, that's my shit.
Right. Of course.
I'm not a Trumpy, okay? I'm just somebody who understands there's a reason why people who are illegal shouldn't be here. Go back, take care of your shit.
I had a guy hit me in New York. I was going to the beach. I had three people in my car. Guy plows into my car under Queens Boulevard under the Yellow Tree. And I'm like, I get out, and I had been saying, he just plows into my car. I get out of the car. I said, Jamaican kid. I said, you got a license, registration? He hands me
a bubblegum wrapper.
An application for a learner's permit. He hands me the application for a learner's
permit.
Does
this work, man?
I said, do you have insurance? He said, no.
What's that?
Stay right. A cop came. I said to the guy, I said, what are you going to do with this guy? He goes, well, first of all, he's illegal. He's got two IDs on him.
Right.
He doesn't. I don't know who the fuck he is. But when I turn, you're never going to see a dime.
Yeah, this is your problem.
You know what the cop said to me?
What?
When I turn my back, you take care of it in your way.
Oh, really?
I swear to God.
I clocked the kid.
I sure did, man. I clocked him. I sent him flying over the roof of his car. I got in my car and I drove away.
Yeah, all right. That's nice.
You know, not really. I mean, I felt bad for 5 minutes.
Oh, that always,
actually, my hand hurt. My hand hurt for a day. He had a hard head, man.
Yeah, well.
He had a hard head.
You know, that's always.
I was young then.
I've had moments like that where I knocked the fuck out of somebody and I went, oh, I feel bad now.
I did feel bad.
Yeah. But then I forgot and realized they were a schmuck. Otherwise, I wouldn't have hit him.
And I'm not a tough guy.
Speaking of schmucks, by the way, and illegals, Uber.
Is Lenny here?
Uber driver in the U.S., illegally, charged with 6 California rapes.
Oh, you see that?
Los Angeles, California. Mexican man living in the U.S. illegally used his job as an Uber driver to target intoxicated young women and was charged Monday with raping, assaulting, and robbing 4 victims.
Now, how does Uber hire somebody who's
Senator
illegal?
Senator Schumer is going to go for his defense and say, he's a good kid. Let's get him back out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And how does Uber hire this guy, by the way?
That's a good question. Alfonso Alarcón Núñez drove women to their homes, assaulted them, and stole property, including cell phones, computers, and jewelry.
Jesus.
He collected his fare payments through the smartphone app Vimo to disguise his identity and his Uber record. So he used the Vimo system to have an account, not really a name. Just send the money to me here
right.
instead of my bank account.
Interesting.
The alleged crimes occurred over 4 weeks, starting back in mid-December in San Luis Obispo, where I was supposed to, I got invited to compete in that festival.
Yeah.
But I'm working that week. Well, so I really hate being turning down a festival I want to go to.
December's a lonely time of year, though, Dougie. You got to understand his point
of view
a little
bit.
I get it.
He's got his needs.
You know? It is Christmas.
He's 39 years old and faces 10 criminal charges, including rape of an intoxicated victim, first-degree burglary. He pleaded not guilty to all the charges.
It wasn't me, Ming.
No. At his arraignment.
It was Sosa.
And he remained in the SLO County Jail with $1.47 million bail. Boy, who's this guy related to Chapo?
No, but you know what he did?
That's a lot of counts of rape.
Six women?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of women. That's just a sick bastard, man. So you girls have to be careful when you get into an Uber or Lyft.
Yeah, maybe,
or any
maybe ask for papers.
Show me your papers.
Yeah.
Where are your papers?
Let me see your papers.
Or you take a picture of these guys.
Hey, you remember a few years ago, or not a few years ago, not too long ago, a few
yesterday.
Months ago.
Yesterday.
Yeah, sorry.
Remember this morning?
it was a few weeks ago,
oh,
a month,
really?
A few months ago, there was this guy who wants to disprove that he's basically one of these flat earth guys.
Okay.
And he wants to prove that the earth is flat, so he made his own rocket. Remember this guy?
No, I never heard of him.
You never heard of this guy? This guy made his own rocket.
Who was he?
And he wants to prove that the earth is flat. I think he's going to prove to everybody he's a dumbass.
Yeah.
But he made his own rocket. It kind of looks like that rocket Evel Knievel made when he wanted to jump the Snake River.
Oh, boy. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was great.
Right? He made it good, man. He made it over, and then he didn't realize that once the parachute launches, he's going to float all the way fucking back.
Yeah.
Evel wasn't that bright.
He broke every bone in his body twice. Do you know that?
Yeah. The best crash of all, outside where?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't remember his big crash?
No.
When he broke almost all those bones the first time?
Nope.
It's like in his movie about him and shit.
Mm-hmm.
When he tried to jump the fountains at Caesar's Palace.
Oh, okay. Right.
He crashed and rolled over his handlebars and slid for about 400,000 yards.
That guy is about as dumb as that chick on the subway. You know that?
He had a great head of hair, though.
Remember, didn't he?
Remember Evel had that fluffy do?
Yeah, to cover all the scars on his head from having his head split open.
It's not really my hair. It's my helmet.
It's actually Band-Aids. These are all bandages.
And then his son, Robbie Knievel, did some shit.
Yeah, he did.
But they can't compare to those Red Bull guys. Like that one thing where that one guy jumps off, like he's on the top of a fucking building.
Yeah.
And he falls down onto like a ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how it happened. I mean, this crazy shit.
They're so stupid. Listen,
even Evel would have went, fuck, you're nuts.
But here's what's even nuttier. The Walendas. Would
you
ever,
walkers.
In your fucking right mind,
walk
across a tightrope, the World Trade Center. These guys walked from one tower to the other tower. And you know, they all died. They all fucking died.
Right.
Doing what they love.
The one guy fell in Argentina.
Doing what he loved.
The father, in Argentina.
Carl Willett.
He was going between the buildings in Argentina. He fell.
He
wobbled. Whoop. And that's a bad thing.
It really is. Why they don't wear a parachute?
Who said I shouldn't have got a net?
How about a parachute?
Why not? They should have a little parachute on.
A little mini parachute.
They're that fucking high. I don't have a net, but I got a fucking... I got this thing that the Mars rover does when it lands on Mars.
Yeah.
I turn it to this huge fucking bubble. That'd be the thing. You wear a suit that just,
crazy.
That you know, you turn into a big fucking Super Bowl.
Now, let me ask you a question. You're on that last, you know, you've ridden a bicycle down a hill.
Right.
And the bicycle, you know, you start to lose control and the bike starts to wobble.
Yeah, the steering becomes questionable.
And you know the last second that you're on that bike.
Right.
You know, that one bump
where you know you're just
and
ashes
now you're
left
up
to
across
see.
This, you're over the Snake River, you're over somewhere, somewhere, and you're wobbling. Holding a stick that's going to make you not fall 7,000 feet to your death. What's the when you take that last step and you finally go over? Do you say to yourself, ah,
"It's been fun."
You're right.
I would do. I go, "Oh well."
God, what is
I could have been an I could have been an accountant.
What is racing through your mind?
Why when it came to the application, I went to the circus. Why didn't I just be the clown?
Right, the clown.
You know, who the fuck, why did I sign up for the tightrope walker?
Volkswagens are a lot safer.
Right?
To ride
Even
around.
The guys in the trapeze have a fucking net.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to sign up at the circus. I'll do the tightrope.
Tightwire
walking.
Yeah, right.
Tightrope walking.
Yeah. Tightrope.
The last one.
Yeah.
Was that guy who walked across Snake River. That was something they just had last year. It was pretty exciting to watch. I mean, the cable looked like, it almost looked the size of a sidewalk. I mean, that was the one thing. You know, the Willendas had a, like that.
It looked like a thread.
It looked like they're walking on dental floss.
Yeah, it looked like the.
You know what I mean?
The microphone.
But this guy who walked across Snake River,
yeah,
this thing looked like a fucking intercontinental cable.
Yeah.
You know, I could have walked on that thing, I think, for a little while.
Not with the wind.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty heavy. I would have put, you know.
Yeah, it would have fallen a lot faster.
Man who hopes to prove the Earth is flat in his homemade rocket has a new launch date now. Everybody called me a pussy, so I'm back at it.
February 30th.
Yeah. It's anyone's guess where Mad Mike Hughes gets his nickname. But you may have heard it before in November of 2017. That's back when he wanted to do it originally. Hughes announced the plan to ride his homemade rocket into the sky with the ultimate goal of proving that the Earth is flat.
I don't think so.
His first launch never got off the ground due to government regulations, but on Friday he announced that he's going to try again on February 3rd, the day before the Super Bowl.
Get a lot of that attention, huh?
He does not believe the Earth is the shape of a sphere, according to a video released. He said that he doesn't believe in science and that public schools are programming centers. He claims that he doesn't like the word flat earth, but his rocket is painted with the words flat earth.
By the way, you can't say Super Bowl on the show. You have to say the big game.
The big game.
Yeah, the big game.
Welcome. Come and get me. So, good for him.
Yeah, he's out of his mind. You know, if he doesn't think the world's round, what is he at? He never saw pictures from outer space. He never saw the Earth looks, you know, round. They circle, people circling the Earth, and they have pictures of it. They have film of it all.
Don't they have, like, images from the,
I'm pretty sure they...
From the moon when they look back at Earth?
Well, as they're circling and they're filming the entire fucking thing,
well, that could be deceptive if it's ongoing. I mean, I think the only way that you could, when you look at video, when they took video of Earth from the moon, but people still question the original moon landings. They said it was done in a Hollywood studio, right?
Yes. You know, wouldn't the oceans all spill out if the Earth was flat?
Well, I don't know, because we don't know.
What's on the other side? Because you flip over.
Who knows? I don't know. Why the fact that it's round means anything?
I don't know, because
gravity's pulling everything in by the rotation of it.
I think it's from the song.
Yeah.
Love makes the world go round. Love makes the world go round.
In November, his attempts to launch were quashed when the Bureau of Land Management shut down the attempt. Someone's got to tell him that's not a real agency. Hughes had originally planned to launch his rocket from the up into the sky, eject himself with a parachute, and the rocket would crash into the Bureau onto Bureau land. The time Hughes says he's going to do a vertical launch so that the rocket lands on his own property.
Oh, sure. And how's he going to insure that?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Allstate.
It's going to land right on this car that I'm upside down on.
Allstate, do you insure rocket ships? I'm about to take a trip.
It's going to land on this Hummer I bought a few years ago and I can't afford.
Yeah, do you have a rider on this fucking thing? Maybe we can take care of tonight.
The original, this launch is not immediately to prove that there's a flat earth. He says, I never said the jump or launch was supposed to prove anything with flat earth, he says. Oh, now he's going back on it.
He is. Backpedaling.
Yeah, and he's going to fall off, and he's going to fall off his flat earth.
I hate him.
He's an idiot.
Jesus.
This guy is probably the father of the chick who wouldn't take her seat off the fucking chair.
He's just looking for attention, bro. You know that.
I'm just saying.
It's another example of somebody whose mother didn't give him enough attention as a kid.
Right. Now, Peter.
Yeah.
Here's a good story.
Okay. As opposed to the last one?
Yeah. Teacher strips naked on elementary school playgrounds.
See, that I like.
Right, so far, that's a good story.
What was his problem?
It was hot. He was sweating his balls off. Teacher strips naked on elementary school playground, chases the nearby students.
A man or woman?
Let's see. In Los Angeles, a physical education teacher at Carathay Center Elementary School outraged parents and upset students when he stripped naked on campus Friday and proceeded to chase nearby second graders and fifth graders.
Wait a second. Did you see the Facebook assault? A guy caught a guy at a park who exposed himself to his two children.
Yeah.
And his redneck beat the living snot.
I didn't see that. How long ago was that?
Yesterday.
Oh, really?
Beat the crap out of this guy. And there was a woman going, oh, my, thinking he's going to kill him. I said, just call the police. Because I don't need the police. And
yeah.
He beat him to a pulp.
Oh, the guy was just showing his dick to the kids?
Yep.
And
the father was in the truck and saw him, and he went out there and tapped him on the shoulder. And
Really? He was that stealthy with it? He went behind him and just said,
oh,
that's
yeah,
nice.
And just, what are you doing? The guy's pants
were
down, and he beat the fuck out of him. What happened here?
Let's see. He was supposed to be helping them learn PE, run around and have fun.
Penis envy.
That's what he thought. One parent told the news, Adriana Weingold, but he undressed and started chasing the kids while he was naked.
A Jewish kid, he was young, the Weingold kid.
And then the kids ducked and dodged. The kids ducked and dodged and ran into some of the classrooms.
Yeah.
And got safe haven away from this fucking loon.
Yeah, wow.
A video taken by the construction workers passing by. There's a video of this. Scene captured the unidentified teacher putting his pants back on in the middle of the playground. Parents were notified of the incident via robocalls, because that's how we want to get word and information like that.
Yeah.
There's a teacher with swinging dick running after your kids in school. Please pick them up immediately.
Right.
This is not a test.
That's we're having vanilla pudding for lunch.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, tomorrow is pizza day. An individual began behaving in an unusual way, prompting us to contact law enforcement. The letter reads,
I'll bet.
A safety precaution. All the other kids saw his private parts. Very embarrassing for him, it seems.
Good movie, Private Parts. You see it?
Yeah, with, of course, Howard Stern. An individual began, let's see here. I'm trying to see if they say what the fuck he was doing.
He was just getting some exercise. You
mental health counselors, of course, were brought in. Well, you need that. Police
what,
say,
for the guy, you mean? For the teacher? Or
for no, for the kids.
Oh, okay.
Police say they are continuing to investigate the man and working on what the fuck happened.
WTF.
You know, listen, that's what I'm telling you, man. I'm not surprised more and more people are going to start fucking freaking out. Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised that. I'm just not surprised.
I'm
that,
next.
You know, listen, someone's going to flip out. You know.
I'm next, pal.
I'm, and by the way, I am at the point, I think, at this point, where I may just take a break from Facebook. You know,
I was
just
thinking that the other
day. You know,
day.
I had enough. There's nothing interesting. I'm at 5,000 friends, by the way, on Facebook. So there's going to be some cleaning out.
I'm going to miss you.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy. You know what I mean? I'm going to, you know,
yeah.
I mean, not the good part is now that I have that, I can't add anybody.
Yeah.
You know, when things like this happen, it's like, you know.
Yeah, you just thin the herd.
You know, if you're gonna push a certain agenda, if every post on your fucking Facebook is of any type of nature that is a one way that's just ridiculous, then that's it. Why bother? And we'll go with that. And yeah, so good luck to everybody. I'm about to go into my bunker, and I'm only gonna come out to do comedy shows. That's it. That's all I'm gonna do.
Idea.
By the way, speaking of that, Wednesday night, I just got excited. I just got to work. I'm going to be at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples. I won't be at Tavolino's Wednesday night. Yeah, I got hired to feature. I'm looking forward to this.
Who's going
to
host for you?
Brian Coronado is going to be hosting.
Okay.
Because what I did was I had him hosting at Goldfinger on Thursday.
Right.
And for Pat Garrity, by the way, Thursday, Pat Garrity is going to be at Goldfinger in Sunrise, Florida. $10 for the show. Will Lopez is featuring for him. I'll be hosting. And this guy, Franco Taddeo, out of Canada, very funny comic student, a guest, but he's auditioning to be a headliner.
Wow.
So he's just going to be in town. So that's just $10 at Goldfinger Comedy Club, and that's at Goldfinger Gentlemen's Club. Separate room in the Platinum Room, Platinum Lounge. There's no strippers in there. So just come out. There's an open mic, by the
Damn
way,
it.
After. Sign-ups at 8 for comics. And cover's free. There's no cover charge. So it seemed to be a little bit of a misunderstanding Goldfinger. They were charging some of the comics after it was agreed that they wouldn't have to pay. So,
right.
Open micers don't pay to come see the show. But have a drink or two, okay? Don't be a fucking dumbass.
Don't be some cheap fuck.
Don't be a cheap fuck and, you know, support
and bring
the
some
fucking
friends
room.
With you, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, try to get some people.
You have to bring people with you when you go to these open mics. You just can't walk in and expect to do your thing.
Exactly. Thank you, Peter. And
you're
Wise Guys Comedy Show Wednesday. Brian's hosting. Lindsay Glazer, Little Comic Student Spot.
One of my favorite guys, Dexter Angry.
Dexter Angry's your headliner. And Will Lopez will be his feature. That week. And by the way,
you love Will.
Will's a good dude. And Friday and Saturday, guys, you can catch me at Kazi's Comedy Club in Newport News, Virginia.
Nice.
I'm headlining the room with Joe Camacho, a comic out of New York. Go there for dates. And other than that, oh, by the way, Pat Garrity will be in the studio with me on Thursday.
Wow.
We're going to be doing a podcast for you guys special. So Facebook Livers, catch us on Thursday. Probably around 6 o'clock, 6:30, somewhere around the time. We'll post for you guys. Follow the show on Twitter, Dougie, at Wake Up Dougie. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Dougie Dangerous. And go to DougieAlmeida.com for all my dates. Peter?
I got nothing, man. Just come see me on Facebook, Peter Leonard. And
there you go.
I did some show. I did a show last week. It was pretty funny. But I'm writing it.
Good.
That's it.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you here on Thursday, right here at the same spot. Take care. God bless. And get off.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the Earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beam of light hit the ground. Through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the children of the sun, they started to climb.